Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Leanne Vanderlaan, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
First tattoo, huh?
Yep, I wanted to read Tough on Aphids, Easy on Ladybugs.
What's the story behind that?
Well, on my farm, I use this powerful stuff from BASF called Safina Inscalis Insecticide.
Sorry, it's gonna sting. So, Safina Insecticide?
It's strong on aphids and quickly limits plant damage, but gentle on ladybugs.
Gentle on ladybugs?
What can I say? I'm a ladybugs man. Be strong and gentle with Safina Insecticide.
Ooh, always read and follow label directions.
Well, the Senate Ag Committee hearing yesterday on potential cattle market manipulation is a good first step, according to one farm state senator. South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune is a member of the committee and says the focus is on the highly concentrated meatpacking industry.
The overall, I would say, purpose of the hearing is to just to bring to the surface and shine a light on just the questions that are out there about the volatility in the cattle market, about this constant churn that we've seen out there, the disruptions, and the fact that packers continue to see substantial profit margins while you've got producers who are struggling to make ends meet.
One of the most challenging pieces to developing a solution may be reaching an agreement within the cattle industry itself, but Thune says he's encouraged by the amount of dialogue that's already happening between the various cattle groups. Thune says while the hearing is a step in the right direction, the U.S. Justice Department also needs to continue its investigation into the meatpacking industry. Well, tick activity is on the rise thanks to all the recent rain that we've had. I spoke with Susan Little, professor of parasitology and veterinarian at Oklahoma State, and she said the conditions are favorable for ticks.
With the extra humidity, that really helps the ticks survive longer, and it gives them more time in the environment to find a host. And we're the host that they want to find and attach and feed on, or, you know, any number of wildlife species that are out there that they're happy to take their blood meal from. The Lone Star ticks are the most common, and they carry both ehrlichiosis and Rocky Mountain spotted fever, which are of major concerns here in the southern U.S. We also have brown dog ticks, and they can carry Rocky Mountain spotted fever in some situations, but don't usually feed on people. They tend to stay on dogs. We have American dog ticks, which also carry Rocky Mountain spotted fever. So that's a concern for sure. And then we have deer ticks or black-legged ticks, which in other areas of the country carry Lyme disease and anaplasmosis, which can infect people, but not so much in the Texas, Oklahoma area.
Little said, should a tick actually attach to you or someone else, the key is to remove it as quickly as possible.
Yeah, the key thing is to get it off as soon as possible. As soon as you find it, go ahead and remove it. And just using tweezers, grasp it close to the skin, and then steady rearward traction to pull it out is the best thing to do. And the sooner it is removed, the lower the chance that it's had time to transmit something. So they don't transmit an infection as soon as they attach, the second they attach, but it takes them hours, or for some of the disease agents, even days before they can transmit. So getting them off early is really key.
To hear more about these little blood-sucking creatures with Susan Little, go to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
Wheat farmers, here's a wheat variety that can offer big yield numbers in the proper environment. It's Showdown, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Showdown is widely adapted from West Texas to Central Kansas, including the Oklahoma Panhandle. Showdown has a very high yield ceiling with good standability and responds well to grazing with adequate seeding density. Showdown also offers Hessian fly resistance. Showdown is another Graze and Grain and Golden Grain OSU variety. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.